This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Since the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others, black and brown students across New England and the country have launched social media pages describing what it's like to be a person of color at a mostly white school.
I asked a faculty member if they cared whether or not the music I played in the car was explicit. The faculty member, who is white, responded with, "I don't care, you can play whatever. I just don't like music where they call each other," and proceeded to say the hard R N-word. She said it without hesitation and didn't apologize for the comment.
I'm tired of teachers and staff thinking that they can get away with insensitive comments, posed as compliments, and sometimes genuine concern. How old were you when you moved to the States? How lucky must you be to have made it to a school of this caliber? Your family must be so proud of you. You speak English so well, no accent at all. Be careful. With a guy like that, you may end up pregnant, hinting at the fact that my boyfriend is black and Latino women are expected to become teen mothers.
These are some of the posts students and alumni of color from the New Hampton School submitted anonymously to the Black at New Hampton Instagram account. Students and alumni from Exeter Academy, Dartmouth College, and St. Paul School all have similar pages. With me now is Justice Buckley, a junior at UNH who helps run the Black at UNH Instagram account. Justice, thank you so much for being on the program today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So what led you to help to run Black at UNH on Instagram?
You know, it's just especially in times like now where it's kind of, there's just so much going on a day-to-day basis in the grand scheme of, you know, the entire country. It's kind of hard to know where you can start. The original creator of the account had posted a story from the page and I saw it, and it was saying that they needed help, if someone could help as much as they could, that, you know, it would be very appreciated. And so I reached out and they got back to me, and it was pretty seamless. And then I just started doing what I could, sorting submissions, putting them into the template that we use to post them to the account. And pretty much just anything that they needed help with, I would just do what I could to help.
And the template, we should explain to listeners who can't see it right now, and we'll link to this at nhpr.org. On the Instagram page, it's blocks of blue text with white lettering, very simple, and it spells out the experiences that people have submitted. I wanted to ask you, Justice, have there been times when you have been made to feel unsafe or unwelcome at UNH?
I would say so, but I would say that also every person of color's experience is different there. But in my personal experiences, I have on occasion experienced some things like that. And mostly it's microaggressions, kind of things that people say that they don't realize how deep it kind of hits for the, you know, the victim of whatever they might have said. But I think honestly that that's kind of the biggest part of what may make people of color at UNH specifically feel unwelcome or unsafe, is those microaggressions, because they just get beneath your skin and it's just kind of something that you can't really get over.
Well, in the interest of making sure these voices get as wide an audience as possible, do you have some selections from Black at UNH that you'd feel comfortable reading?
I do. Okay, here's a good first one. "I was so excited to go to UNH, but when I got there and Cinco de Drinco happened my freshman year, I was embarrassed. When a sorority made international news, I was angry. When my hall director's board was vandalized with the N-word, I was in shock. When a dorm was covered in swastikas, I was heartbroken. When Black Lives Matter fists were put up around campus, I was proud, until they got destroyed by the students. UNH did close to nothing, and I was livid. I transferred because this school didn't care about their students."
If someone within the UNH administration is listening to the story of the student feeling so disappointed and feeling compelled to leave campus because of all the terrible things that they saw, what would you want that UNH administrator to say?
That's another great question. I really think it's hard for anyone to find the words to say something about that. But, you know, what I would say is that these kind of things are happening all the time on this campus. And if they want something to be done about it and they don't want this to be their reputation, then there should be some actions that are taken that are that represent those intentions well.
Justice Buckley is a junior at UNH who helps run the Black at UNH Instagram account. Thank you very much for speaking with me, Justice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it too.